Well, parts of Queensland and northern New South Wales are dealing with record flooding. The Bureau of Meteorology says there's little chance much of the water will end up in the Murray-Darling Basin. That will disappoint graziers in the far west of New South Wales, who say the low water level in the river is killing hundreds of fish. In some parts of the region, the dry heat is being blamed for an outbreak of blue-green algae. Margaret Paul reports from Broken Hill.
Greg Martin got a rude shock earlier this month when he went down to the banks of the Darling River on his property near Menindi in outback New South Wales.
And, just noticed all these dead fish floating on the top board. Dead and dying fish, a lot of them dying and flipping around and, just floating on the surface. And that was the start of it. Like I said, we have seen it before, but only in a small way compared to this time. This time it was hundreds and hundreds.
Any idea what's caused it?
Well, I don't really have a good idea, but it seemed to coincide with when they let a lot of water out over a short period of time. Like our river dropped 3 metres in a period of probably about 6 weeks, which is a damn lot of water to let go.
Greg Martin is on Neeliagarry Station, upstream from the Menindi Lakes. He's one of many graziers in far west New South Wales hoping floodwaters in the state's north and in Queensland will flush through to the Darling River.
It's not real good water that's in there. It's got a greenish look to it and it smells.
And that's the water his family uses to shower and wash their clothes. Further upstream, the towns of Wilcannia, Whitecliffs and Ivanhoe are on water restrictions. Reece Wilson is the engineering manager with the Central Darling Shire Council.
These level one water restrictions have been implemented due to the current water levels in the Darling. That's dropped, and in Wilcannia especially, that stopped running over the weir. And because of that, and also the presence of some blue-green algae being detected in the river, we've had to go to emergency bore water supply.
Around the region, people want to know, will the floodwaters further north end up in the Darling and the Menindi Lakes? The Bureau of Meteorology's hydrologist, Justin Robinson, says far west residents shouldn't expect too much.
We'll see something coming in, but I think it won't be anything too much for people to get very excited about.
He says the water is falling too far to the east.
Really, to get significant flow down in say, Menindi Lakes, we need to get a bit more water coming down the Macquarie, the Castle Ray, or the Namoi, or the Gwydir. They're the ones that really drive the sort of big floods.
Justin Robinson from the Bureau of Meteorology, ending that report from Margaret Paul.